From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the 12th annual Mountain Jam will feature performances by Beck, Wilco, the Abbott Brothers, Government Mule, and Humphreys McGee. The event will take place June the 2nd through June the 5th at Hunter Mountain. Each year, the multi-stage event features approximately 40 bands on three stages in what the festival calls, and I quote, one of the Northeast's most pristine and natural amphitheaters, end quote. Festival founder and WDST president Gary Chetkoff said, and I quote, and our musical lineup this year is more diverse than ever and appeals to many different age groups and musical taste, end quote. The musical event is presented by Radio Woodstock and Government Mule singer-guitarist Warren Hayes. Another feature of the festival is Awareness Village, which hosts nonprofit organizations and environmental groups and features children's entertainment, performance and sculpture art, physical and spiritual healing, plus a beer and wine garden. This year, seminars on the history of marijuana in America, hula hooping workshops, and yoga will be offered. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that Donald Trump was dealt a legal setback on Tuesday, March the 1st, when a state appellate court ruled that Attorney General Eric Schneiderman can proceed with his fraud case against the GOP presidential frontrunner. Schneiderman alleges that Trump University, which operated from 2005 to 2010, wrongfully called itself a university since it had no standing with state-accredited bodies such as the Board of Regents. Trump's attorneys tried to invoke a three-year statute of limitations argument, which applies to some fraud cases. The court ruled the case was subjected to a six-year statute. The attorney general is alleging that people paid up to $35,000 for a series of seminars about making money in real estate. He is seeking restitution for more than 5,000 customers who were allegedly bilked. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Don Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood Foundation has announced it will be staying at its current 2nd Street location for at least another year, thanks to a surprise benefactor. Promise is a project of the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties. After a considerable rent hike last summer, Promise was looking for new and more affordable space. However, in January, neighbor David Hyman came forward and offered to help the organization pay its rent. Promise is also expected to receive additional support from the Columbia County Department of Social Services and the landlord. Galvin Housing Resources agreed to reduce the rent. The Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood Foundation provides a mentoring program, a holistic homework help program, and the new mobile reads program, which brings AmeriCorps volunteers to area preschools where they can read to students. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The New York presidential primary is April 19th, and anyone wondering if Donald Trump will win here might check Google's search results. New York ranks 11th among the 50 states for racially charged search rates, according to Google. And Greene and Columbia counties are part of the country's largest area for racially charged internet searches. That stretches from Kentucky and Tennessee up the Appalachian Mountains to upstate New York. Nate Silver, the statistician who covers politics and sports, writes, and I quote, "The strongest correlation I've found for presidential candidate Donald Trump support is Google searches for the N-word," end quote. To register to vote, applications must be postmarked no later than March 25th and received by the Board of Elections no later than March 30th to be eligible to vote in the primary. Anyone may register at the local Board of Elections or any state agency participating in the National Voter Registration Act by March 25th. Notices of change of address from registered voters must be received by March 30th. After winning the Section 2 title February 26th, the Hudson High School boys basketball team attempts to keep its undefeated season alive on March 2nd in the state playoffs against Northeastern Clinton at 7:30 p.m. at the Glen Falls Civic Center in the regional final. While the Hudson team is 24-0, Northeastern Clinton is 17-5. The winner plays at 4:30 p.m. on March the 5th at SUNY Potsdam against Augsburg They're 16-8. If they win two games this week, Hudson would have to win two more games in Glen Falls to be state champions. Hudson High has only won the Section 2 title previously three times, in the 1973-74, 1964-65, and 1937-38 seasons before the state tournament existed. Several busters are taking students and fans to the game on March the 2nd. Today is day 14 of the WGXC High 5 Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting periods of light rain before 10 a.m., then periods of rain after 10 a.m. The temperature high will be 42 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. For Wednesday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm. The temperature is rising to around 49 degrees by 1 a.m. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 100%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers likely, mainly before 7 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 51 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 a.m. Then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:39 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 24th day of February 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.